B-Pod Studios.
Without further ado, we have Donovan McNabb on the line. And Sam Wilson, who's he brought to you by?
Add more excitement to your football season by wagering, viewing, and cheering on your favorite teams from Atlantic City's largest sports book, the Wild Wild West at Bally's. Visit Bally'sAC.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you very much, Sam Wilson. Now on the line, Mr. Donovan McNabb. Good morning, Donovan.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man, except for, as good as we can after a Sunday night loss, staying up late to watch what ended up being a pretty bad game for the Eagles.
You know what? And, you know, I look at it in a sense, when you don't play in the preseason, you're not going to come out in the first 4 weeks crisp. And I think what we've seen in the second half is a taste of what we possibly can see as the season continues on. But and for the next couple of games, it's going to be so inconsistent like that. You know, Carson didn't play well. You mentioned the offensive line. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I was a little worried about the chemistry of the offensive line. And I was wondering for a while when you were going to chip, you know, McKinley on the outside to help out Jason Peters, when you were going to help the guard. The guard struggled a little bit with Grady Jackson. I just thought for that offense, it was so inconsistent that you still did not establish the run game. And versus a team like that that's playing a lot of man coverage, you should be able to run up the middle or at least get them on the outside to running backs to be able to, you know, at least open up some play action game. But it's just something that they stayed away from. They would continue to go to the pass. Things worked out well for them. But, you know, as far as the team is concerned, I'm not getting down on them by any means. I still think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. They're going to get it together. It was just a rough game to watch on Sunday night.
So when you look at the last couple of years, even, Donovan, the last 2 years with Carson, they've been struggling out of the gate of games. Regardless of preseason play, it's just they just haven't been getting off to those good starts. Why do you think that is? I mean, Frank Reich isn't here anymore. Carson's coming back from injury. No preseason play. Why do you think this Eagles team has struggled so much in the first quarter offensively?
Well, I mean, again, you know, there's probably a couple key factors, but I think it's for one, you look at just the way that they started both games, and it was more of trying to throw the football. There wasn't one that you came out, and they're a play-action team. They're a team that's not just straight drop back. They'll do some shotgun and get the ball out and quick game or possibly do a five-step drop. But I think for this football team, it's important. You sign Howard from Chicago. Utilize his power back. Utilize his strength. And I think that opens up that middle of that football field when they see him carry the football. Then you can bring Sanders in and do a couple of different things. But one thing I will say as far as the Philadelphia Eagles is concerned, where's the screen game? You have Sanders who can run the football, who reminds me so much of a Brian Westbrook. Where's the screen game? Like, utilize him out on the outside with the linemen in front and get them moving forward to definitely take a lot of pressure off of the passing game.
Hey, I was saying the same thing, Donovan. I was saying the same thing. If your offensive line wasn't helping protect your quarterback, get him on the outside and try to at least throw some blocks for Miles Sanders or whoever might be running out there. Darren Sproles, even. The other thing here is that Carson now for back-to-back games has had some struggles in the early goings. The first 20, 21 minutes of the first game of the season struggled. Then he turned it on. This game, the first half, he had a passer rating of 6. Second half, he had a passer rating of 101. It was the tale of two halves for him. What'd you make of his play in general and also really how he kind of turned it on in that second half?
Well, remember, he hasn't played football, you know, in game situation for the later part of last year, and then he did play in the preseason. So, I mean, no matter who you are or, you know, how long you've been playing, those are important reps in game situation to adjust to the tempo of the game and what some teams would like to do versus you. And versus them, if now that they're starting to see, if they can get their defensive ends to rush up the field and they get some push in the inside, you at least close that pocket where he starts to look downfield, then his eyes go down to try to find space to find a passing lane or possibly run. If you can do that, that's going to put so much pressure on this offense. But I just think the experience factor of not being able to play over the last couple of weeks of the season, going through that offseason of rehabbing, and then all of a sudden not playing in the preseason, it's going to be a rough start for this football team because your quarterback just hasn't gotten to the flow of things. And you know, we've seen it. He missed a few passes. The guys were at least had a step on their guy, and then he kind of threw some balls that you were kind of questioning that ended up being intercepted or almost intercepted. So it's just going to be tough for this offense going forward unless they change the identity of them right now.
Yeah. So when it comes to changing identity, because it seems like to me, first of all, good morning, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm about to tell you, I heard you in the background back there.
I just try to stay cool, man. You know, I just we don't just go ahead and take over everything. But anyway, but like I was saying, like because you know, every now and then we get beat. You know, as offensive linemen, you know, it's very rare. But it happens, you know. So
whoa.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, it, you know, sometimes the sweat get in my eye. Something may happen. I don't know.
Okay,
but but anyway, but just explain, like, how much that changes your game, though, when you're constantly under pressure, when you're throwing the ball and keep taking helmets to the chest, how much that affects your game when it comes to your performance.
Well, it's so funny because I started watching, as I'm watching the game, and he was a little bit off, and then he started getting hit after the play. Now that rib shot took a toll on him, because that started to affect him a little bit where I think he kept his eyes completely on the defenders to try to get the ball out, you know, because it bothered him. And then all of a sudden he goes into the tent, and when McCown came in, I know everybody in Philadelphia across the world just held their breath because it was just like, oh no, here we go again. And McCown started moving the football. I mean, mm-hmm. hit a couple guys in the flat. They got down toward the red zone. And then Carson came in, which I'm like, whoa, that was different. You sit him out for a couple plays. You know, Josh is moving the ball, and then you bring him right back out, which was kind of funny to me. But I just think for the offensive line, again, you know, Jason Peters is in his, 16th year?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, your whole left side of the football field, let's be honest, they struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
They struggled throughout the game. And so now I'm looking for them to at least have the running back come chip or the tight end come chip on that side. Because Lane was doing a pretty decent job, you know, besides that Beasley sack where he kind of hit him all the way around the opposite side, and that was the side that Carson came out. But Lane did a decent job against Beasley, but you needed to help that left side of the football field. And it's not the snap count or anything, but at least give them a chance. Which gets your quarterback a chance to be able to keep his eyes downfield and get the ball out.
Now, I'm going to put you in his shoes real quick. Now, you're getting ready. You just had to come off the field. You're on the sideline. You see your backup quarterback is driving down the field. How would you handle the situation of, all right, you know what, I'm good. Put me back in the game, coach. Would you say, you know what, the ball is moving now? Or would you let me just chill right now? Or would you say, hey, man, put me back out there?
Oh, I would have did just what Carson did.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm ready.
Exactly.
Now, if you're Doug Peters, real quick,
Trey, think about it.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny. Trey, think about it.
Uh-huh.
What's happened the last 2 years
mm-hmm.
for Carson?
Yeah.
And really, at this point, we're all human. You know, it's just like, man, look, I'm not about to let this happen again. Like, because if McCown would have went out there and boom, 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 went the end zone real fast, people would have been like, oh, well, you know, the offense run, they're flowing with Josh McCown. He's not even at practice during the week. He's coaching his high school team or kids team. And then he comes in and moves the ball. Is this something that we need? You know, it's been a story.
Not in Philadelphia, Donovan. Come on. We would never do that.
Hey, you know, I just, you know, I don't have an experience of it, I guess.
Donovan, in a big picture, and I'm not just talking specifics because it was DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey and Dallas Goedert, but if that were to happen to you, to a quarterback, where you lose your two starting receivers and the backup tight end who was going to play a prominent role in this game, how does it affect, and I don't mean just this Eagles team, but your preparation, your going forward, and how much maybe if Carson Wentz struggles was because of that in the first half last night?
You know, I think that could have been a little bit of a factor, but let's really look at it. I mean, Alshon has battled some injuries throughout his time in Philadelphia. DeSean Jackson has had hamstrings, he's had a groin, and DeSean really just kind of got over it. You know, so DeSean hasn't been there enough where you say you lose DeSean Jackson, then that hurts. Because, I mean, he's such a factor going into the game of what we see last week that everyone thinks he's the main focal point of the offense. And in this offense, it's really not. I would say the main focal point is Ertz. no matter how you look at it, with he and Carson, their relationship that they have, that he's the main weapon on the offense as far as the outside weapons are concerned. And then I think when you look at it, Aguilar needed to be more involved in the offense. Think about it. Aguilar, 2 years ago, was such a major factor that everyone thought that they should have got rid of him because they thought he couldn't see, catch the ball. Then all of a sudden he had an explosive year, the year we ended up winning the Super Bowl. Then the next year he started to fade in his role a little bit. And then going in the beginning of this season, I was asking questions like, man, did Aguilar just lose his position now that Deshaun was in the offense? Or why aren't they utilizing him a little bit? He was the only one standing, him and Zach Hurts out there. And so now he became much more of a focal point in the offense. But yet and still, he had guys that he works with through the training camp. So that's not an excuse. The offense could have flowed a lot better.
Last one for you, Donovan. What do you say to a guy like Nelson Aguilar today?
Hey, man, I know you took a shot in that end zone, and I know I feel that hurt. But you played great. And that's what we need from you going forward. We need you to step up and make those type of plays to help us win games. I mean, but you got to also talk to Doug, too. Hey, Doug, you got to continue to get him involved. If he's going to be your slot receiver, you know, it's not always going to be Deshaun taking the top off because they're going to double team him. You got to utilize Zach Kirsten and Aguilar in that slot position to at least put more pressure on defensive coordinators as they continue to game plan.
Donovan, we appreciate you joining us this week, as you do every week around 9:30 here on Mondays following games, and hopefully we'll talk to you again after a win against the Lions this coming weekend.
All right, sounds good, guys. Everybody relax. It's just one game.
There was- Thank you, man.
All right,
man.
All right, take it easy, Mark.
All right.
Farset and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.